This is 20 Minutes for Tech, Episode 20, Thinkfinity, Free Educational Online Resources. Hello and welcome to another edition of 20 Minutes for Tech, your instructional technology podcast. I'm your host, Dave Solon, and we have a special one here this time. I'm talking to Marcia Torgrud from Thinkfinity.org, free educational resources for everyone. This is a place where you can go, enter keywords, search subjects, resource types, and grades, and actually get free educational resources of all sorts, pictures, educational lesson plans, multimedia pieces, interactives, things that will engage your students. Not only does it have those resources that are searchable and aligned to standards, but there's an educator spot, there's a student spot, there's a parent spot, there's even an after-school spot for our students. So without further ado, let's let Marcia talk to us more about Thinkfinity.org and the wonderful and free resources that are online. So hello again for 20 for Tech. I'm Dave Solon, and today I have the pleasure of talking with Marcia Torgrud, my online trainer for Thinkfinity at Thinkfinity.com. And Well, you know what? We're going to talk about Thinkfinity here today, and instead of me doing the talking, I'm going to let Marcia do it. So, Marcia, tell us a little bit about yourself and your relationship with Thinkfinity, and then we'll launch into talking about what Thinkfinity is. How's that?
Sounds good. Well, I work for an organization called TAI, Technology and Innovation in Education, here in South Dakota, and I'm kind of on the same level with Dave there in Pennsylvania. So I do a lot of training for technology integration in our state. But I've also been involved with Thinkfinity, formerly known as Marco Polo, since 1999. I've been doing trainings here in South Dakota and around the nation now as one of their national Thinkfinity trainers. And as a matter of fact, I was in Massachusetts not long ago and Kentucky. So I have traveled to your side of the nation, but I'm also doing the online portion of the Thinkfinity courses. And Dave, you're one of my students.
Yeah.
Along with many of your Pennsylvania cohorts.
Yeah, it's I wasn't sure, to be honest with you, what to expect when I heard that we were going to be doing the Thinkfinity training. When I was down in San Antonio for NECC, I stopped by the Thinkfinity booth and took a look and thought, wow, this looks kind of familiar or feels familiar to the Marco Polo piece. And I just thought, well, this is pretty cool because it's also free. And I thought, well, gee, what's the catch here? why don't you tell us a little bit about Thinkfinity, and anyone who's listening, if you're at a computer, you can go to Thinkfinity.com while you're listening here. But I'll have Marcia talk a little bit more about it here.
Okay, you might go to Thinkfinity.org. It's you could go either way, but Thinkfinity.org is the official tag for Thinkfinity, so that might help a little bit. We are a partnership with the Verizon Foundation, and they have taken on the leadership. They have actually funded this $30 million towards Thinkfinity, so you know that it will be around for a long, long time. And they've partnership has been joined with the nation's leading educational and literacy organizations, and those all came about through the Marco Polo connection. So Marco Polo has changed its name to Thinkfinity, and we've added many, many resources. We have 55,000 plus free education and literacy resources for all of you folks. Plus, we provide all the professional development that you're receiving, that Dave's receiving, is free of charge. We charge nothing for the professional development.
It's really nice. One of the things I would emphasize is that it is free. So Thinkfinity.org, it's a great place to go to find to find resources. I'm sorry, I'll let you continue.
That's fine. That's good. I like to have the conversation. If for the partners that they've got, leading organizations in the education field, we've got the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. We've got National Council on Economic Education, the National Endowment for the Humanities, the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics, the International Reading Association, the National Council of Teachers of English, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the National Geographic Society, and I might mention that the National Geographic Society has provided their website free of charge. This is something they have done. Normally you pay for the National Geographic magazines, all of those types of things. This is one thing they provide totally free of charge, and you can even get the kids edition totally free through the expedition site they developed. We have the National Museum of American History, which is our newest partner, just joining us September 15th of this year, bringing all of the arts and object-oriented website from Smithsonian. Really interesting website. And they've also partnered with the American Library Association, the National Center for Family Literacy, and Pro-Literacy Worldwide. So those are our partners, pretty renowned experts in their field. And they bring in lead teachers from all over the nation to make sure that what they're providing for content is suitable for teaching in the classroom. Also, every single lesson within Thinkfinity has been aligned to the national standards as well as all of the state standards. And I mean all of the states. So if I were to go to a lesson and want to know how this aligns to South Dakota state standards, all I do is click on the little yellow star at that particular lesson, and it will tell me for South Dakota what standards I am meeting for that particular lesson. And one special thing I should mention, in the near future, I'm thinking possibly by the first of the year, that you are going to be able to do a search by standard.
That'll be huge. I'll tell you what, with NCLB and what we have here in Pennsylvania called the PSSAs, teaching to the standards, or I should say at least covering the standards in the anchors, is absolutely huge when it comes to that. And to be able to go to a site, search for resources, and realize that not only are they checked out, but they're aligned to standards, that's just huge. I also would love to say that your partners there are just incredible. I'm a big art guy. I have a background in photography and digital imaging, and also in science. And the expeditions, National Geographic's always been one of my favorite spots. So it's really neat to see your partnerships with, especially those, at least in with my background.
Right. And so you mentioned the fact that the photography and everything, that's the really neat thing about Thinkfinity. You don't have to go in for their lesson plans. That's just one piece of it. You can go in for the photography. You can go in and get photographs, all kinds of photo images. And I think visual literacy is so important for our kids today. They need that visual connection. And so tons and tons of photographs and images for kids to use, maps. Every map you could possibly want, that they're all printable, totally free. Everything you use here, you can print and use, copy, do whatever you want with it. They've provided that to you as educators, so you don't have to worry about copyright infringement. The thing is, if you print a lesson or if you use a document that from here, don't change it and put your name on it. Just leave it as it is, you know, with their name on it at least. You can change it up any way you want, but just make sure you give credit to Thinkfinity organization for it. But you don't have to get permission for use of any of this. That's what's really neat. They have video clips out there. Their archived video clips go way back. I mean, you can get video of presidents speaking with their speeches, etc. Martin Luther King Jr. is out there. Just all kinds of videos that you can share. The Dust Bowl era, if you're a history teacher, you'd love all those kinds of things. All kinds of primary source documents you have. And ScienceNet links, Dave, did you notice those e-sheets, which are web-based electronic learning sheets? It's kind of like a WebQuest. They used to be called WebQuests, but it's e-sheets within ScienceNet links, which is really cool. Graphic organizers and the interactives, wow. If you want to use any kind of interactives in your classroom, how many? If you have smart boards, you will love this because the interactives are amazing within every single one of the partner sites.
Yeah,
And virtual museums.
the resources just abound. Yeah, the like you said, through some, was it Netlinks, those online sheets that were like the web quests.
Right.
Those are pretty cool. Now, just going in here, when I first went to thinkfinity.org, when I got to the interface, I thought, wow, there seems like there's a lot here. I see that it's kind of broken up into sections. There's educator, there's student, there's parent, there's after school. Want to
Absolutely.
take a moment just to kind of go over those briefly?
Right. That's something brand new. This has just been developed with a new Thinkfinity site. Of course, you've got your educator portal. When you go into the educator portal, everything is set up there for you, the teacher. You have everything you could possibly want there. But what if the student needs to have access to this content? You want them to be able to go to Thinkfinity, get to the resource, or get to the activity without having to put it out on your website. That's what this student portal is for. So the student can go there, go to the activity or the lesson or the whatever you're wanting them to go to through the student portal. And they can use this at home. This is a website that's totally free and open. It's not password oriented or anything. It's the student can go in anytime, anywhere, and use the content here. So the student's doing a research project on some topic. They go to Thinkfinity, they go to the student portal, and they can search on their topic and find educational, safe, reliable content that they can use in their research projects. And they can also use some of the great organizers in there to help them develop their project. They've got the Venn diagrams, they've got the brainstorming software that you can use to help them brainstorm their research projects, etc. So lots of tools students can use right there. Then you move over to the parent portal. We want parents to be more involved and be a part of the student's education. So the parent is thinking, I need to help my child with arithmetic. They're having problems with fractions. What can I do with my child with fractions? So they go to the parent portal, they find an activity on fractions, and they can work with the child. What's really cool out there is they also give tips for the parent. How do I help my student? And then the after school portion is I know in South Dakota we have the after school programs. I don't know if Pennsylvania does or not. But we have these after school programs where we have people that are paraprofessionals, non-educators, but they're working with students to help them in their understanding within any curricular area. So they can go to the after school portal and find content, materials, printables, interactives that they can use in their after school programs as well. And they can all search based on their particular need within those four areas. And it's a really nice layout. The search engines will work specific for those people. So if you're the student and you're going in and you're doing a search, you're not going to find the lesson plans. You're going to find things for the student.
That's
You're a parent.
that's nice that it's kind of separated that way, so you're not getting the excesses that, the students aren't getting the lesson plans and that type of thing. And like you were saying about the search, just because you come to the first page here doesn't mean you have to have a lot of clicks to get into the educator piece. The search box is right there on the right-hand side, and you can enter keywords and subjects and grades and types of resources, as well as search the content partners, right?
Exactly. Exactly. There's a lot of ways to search Thinkfinity. The search engine is out there right on the face, right on your home page. You don't have to go into any of the portals. You can start right there. I'm looking for, and you type it in, dinosaurs. And you type that in right there. You might have left all of your, you have choices. Do I want to search all subject areas for this? Do I want to search all grade levels for this? Do I want to search all the content partners for this? Or you can limit it. What's really interesting, if I were to type in dinosaurs and hit search, I would probably find maybe 600 hits. If you had typed in dinosaurs in Google, how many hits would you have gotten?
Oh my gosh, you'd get millions.
Millions. But this, every single hit you get here, is usable. It's usable in your education field. And so you know they're safe and reliable. And so that's why there's fewer, but you know they're all usable. So it's really, really cool. Now you get 600. Well, I only want it for my fifth graders. So then you narrow down the grade levels to your fifth graders. Now you're down to maybe 300. Well, I really only want graphics because I want them to be able to visually see these to start with and then move on to other things. So now I'm going to go in and they can also choose by the type of the content, whether it be a lesson, an interactive, a video, media of some type, graphics, those types of things as well. So you have a lot of options in your searches. And like I said, eventually you'll even be able to search by standard. And I'm guessing that search by standard will only be in the education portal. I haven't seen it yet because it's just being developed. So just a guess. But also, if you look on the main page, you're going to see all the partners listed there underneath the four portals. And you can actually click on any one of those partners and go directly to those partner sites. So if I'm focused on math, I'm going to click on Illuminations and go there. But let me tell you're going to limit yourself in what you're going to get because, yes, Illuminations is wonderful and has all math. It's great math. But Arts Edge has great math lessons as well that's integrated with the arts, which is really, really cool. You also have math in Expeditions. You have math in Econ Ed Link. Econ Ed Link is a wonderful, wonderful website for math for the real world. And so, what I mean by limiting yourself is keep your mind open. When you're trying to teach something like math, make sure that you think of all avenues for using math because what Thinkfinity uses is a constructivist approach to teaching, which I think is that's my love. Using more inquiry with the kids, more interactivity with the kids, more hands-on, that type of thing, and lots of great questions to help the teachers to help develop the students' understanding within this learning process.
And I think that is important, being able to dive right into, if you want the big picture, you can go in and just enter a couple of keywords. But if you really want to target down and cut through all those extra links, you really can do that by subject and resource type and grade. And again, this is free, folks, which is a wonderful thing. And it's also not only is it free, but you don't have to have another username and password to get in here, which is, I think a real boon to it. It just makes it so much easier to use that way. So that's great. Now, I had one other question before we start running out of time here. When it comes to using the resources that are on here, let's say you said, there are photographs and there are videos and such there and links. Now, let's say a student wants to go in and find photographs for, say, a PowerPoint or a multimedia presentation. Are there any stipulations on using those for the kids or for educators when it comes to putting them into, say, multimedia presentations of their own?
Absolutely not. But when just like any research project or any presentation they do, they need to give credit where credit is due. So if they did take the photograph from National Geographic, they just need to say, "Hey, I found this at National Geographic on Thinkfinity.org."
Okay, that's great, because I know these days especially kids are making their own podcasts and their video, vodcasts and
All right.
multimedia presentations along with video, and it's just comes down to digital responsibility in a way, that you make sure you give credit where credit is due, and that goes for educators as well. So just something to remember. But wow, what an incredible site.
Right. And again, they don't have to get permissions. No permissions, it's there. Your permission is given. I grant you. Go for it. Use it. Put it in there. Just a little quick. I got this from Thinkfinity.
And
or I got this from Expeditions.
That's so nice. That's one less thing for folks to worry about when it comes to that. As long as you give credit, then most people are going to be awfully happy that you're even using those resources because they're out there for free.
Yes.
So, well, hey, What else? I'm doing training through the Carbon Lehigh Intermediate Unit here in Pennsylvania. How would folks go about getting into a training session or getting into a free training through Thinkfinity?
There are a lot of different options you can have. If you would like to just learn a little bit about Thinkfinity, you can actually go to the Thinkfinity education portal and you can take just a half hour little flash tour of it. If you want more training to know more about it, you can actually take, like you are, the online courses. Now, these online courses that you're taking are to become a field trainer. That means you will then turn around and train other people in your state. If they would like, anybody would like to be a field trainer like yourself, they should contact their state administrators in each state. You can go to Thinkfinity and go to the State Partner Network under Education, and you will find out who your administrator is in your state, and they will actually get you set up for these online courses. Or you can contact Thinkfinity and say, I'd like to take a course. How do I do this? And then they will give you the information. If you don't want to do the search for yourself, they will actually give you the information there at Thinkfinity and help you get started. Also, they could contact you, Dave, if they're in Pennsylvania and say, I'd like to get some training on Thinkfinity. And Dave, then you can go out and do the training. Or you can set up an online end user course if you want there and train your people via webinars or however you'd like to do it. Face-to-face trainings are wonderful, though, because people can really learn a lot from those face-to-face hands-on trainings. So end-user trainings from the field trainers, all kinds of ways of taking this training. But the online courses you do, the one you're taking, the big one for becoming a field trainer, actually you need to go through an administrator in your state to get that to happen.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. The nice thing about it is you can take it as far as you would like or as little as you like, or you can just literally use the site at thinkfinity.org to go in and get just all these wonderful, valuable educational resources that are, again, free, and they're very safe, and they're being aligned to state standards, which is huge, especially these days. So.
Right.
Well, hey, Marcia, thank you so much for taking some time out today to talk with us. I'm excited about this. I'm going to make sure I put in a nice blog summary as well on the K-12 Geek blog that I do. And I'm just so glad you could take some time to talk with us today.
Oh, great. I love talking to everybody about Thinkfinity. I have a Thai Teach blog here at Thai, and I always throw ideas and information out there about Thinkfinity as well. Every time a new interactive or a new lesson comes out or a new partner comes out, I always blog out there as well.
Oh, so, what is what's that URL so folks can go to that?
It's the Thai Teach blog, and it is Thai T-I-E Teach dot blogspot.
Okay, great. I'll also put that in the show notes so folks can click on that on the 20 for Tech site as well as the K-12 Geek blog as well. So thanks again so much for taking some time here, and it looks like we may actually stay within the 20 minutes or so anyway that I keep telling people I'm going to try to do. I'm notorious for going way over, so this time we'll actually try to make it almost 20. It's going to be a little more than 20 minutes, but hey, you got a little
close.
Extra.
Close.
So,
okay.
So thanks again, Marcia. I really appreciate talking to you, and I can't wait to finish up the rest of the course.
Great. I'll see you online.
Well, there you have it. Thinkfinity.org is the place to go for free educational resources online. Whether you are an educator and looking for lesson plans, whether you're a student looking for resources, whether you're a parent or an after-school paraeducator, Thinkfinity.org has something for you, and it's all free, which is a wonderful thing. No username, no password, no sign-up. Just go there. Put in your keywords and what you're looking for, and you will get vetted educational resources that are standards aligned. How can you beat that? So thanks again for listening to 20 Minutes for Tech, your instructional technology podcast. And we look for you to come right back here next time. Thanks for listening.